Okay, so this will be my final boo. Just real quick before I talk about the meta of our society that you brought up, I want to mention Lisa, our long-lost film club member, our before Adrian token female film club member, posted on Facebook an article from the Daily Beast called Stay Naked, Lena Dunham. I haven't read the article, but she quotes it a little bit about how it's great to see Lena be naked and comfortable in her body because, you know, as a woman who's 30, she's not, or something along those lines. Those aren't Lisa's words. Those are the words from this article. So I just want to mention it. I'm going to read it after I get off the booze with you, but might be interesting. So the last thing I want to mention is, so you brought up how our society is so meta or so so protected itself as a culture, meta as a culture, I think you said, not society. And yeah, I totally agree. This is something that, actually I think of it more along the terms of, and I've mentioned David Foster Wallace again before, but he's one of my favorite authors, and so you'll have to deal with me mentioning him again. But he talks a lot about irony in our culture and how it's really not a good thing. And I think there's a lot of irony as self-protection in this show and just in society as in general. And it's something that I'm trying to be aware of and not do myself, but it's something that happens. So anyway, I want to just read real quick a quote from David Foster Wallace about this, because I think it totally gets to the point that you were talking about. So, all right, here's the quote. And make no mistake, irony tyrannizes us. The reason why our pervasive cultural irony is at once so powerful and so unsatisfying is that an ironist is impossible to pin down. All U.S. irony is based on an implicit, I don't really mean what I'm saying. So what does irony as a cultural norm mean to say? That it's impossible to mean what you say? That maybe it's too bad it's impossible, but wake up and smell the coffee already? Most likely, I think, today's irony ends up saying, how totally banal of you to ask what I really mean. Right? So he's saying that as a society, or as a culture, or whatever, we hide behind this irony so that we don't have to say what we really mean. And I think that's the point you get to with girls, the thing that frustrates you about girls, and I think that's exactly the thing that at the end where Hannah turns her little thing into a punchline, as you say, she all of a sudden jumps behind this irony as a self-protect, as a way to protect herself. And I think it's hard to find sincere, unironic TV or movies or even novels right now. So anyway, I'm going to end on that point. I'm not going to call back with anything else, but we'll talk soon.